And this is our last episode on time.
We must be in a time warp.
We've been talking about this actually for five previous episodes and breaking it down because, as we've mentioned many, many times about time, that it's your number one
resource
that you have at your disposal. Time. How are you utilizing it? We've been discussing, as I said, over the last five episodes. Now, we like to invest a lot of time in the concept of time. And that's how important we find it. But this is the last one. So hopefully it's been helpful for you. Today, we'll talk in finality about productivity and time. So let's explore quickly two productivity concepts: priority
and leverage.
So when I work one-on-one with my intensive clients, I often have them do an exercise I call the Mastermind 20. And I never enjoy it, but it's very powerful. The objective is to get somewhere quiet first thing in the morning, all by yourself, and to come up with a minimum of 20 ways that you can achieve your intention. The intentions, your outcomes that you desire to achieve. And in that time that you invest, all ideas are good ideas. You can't edit them, change them, delete them. All ideas are good ideas, but there needs to be 20 completely distinct and different ways to accomplish your desired outcome. And you can't leave until you have all 20. Now, the next thing you do once you have those 20 is you go through all 20 and you pick the top five based upon our topics for today, priority and leverage. Now, how do you determine priority and leverage? Well, here's the question you answer. Which of the 20 are the highest leveraged based upon ease of implementation and return on investment? In other words, which will give me the quickest and highest return in the least amount of time? You may have some that will give you a bigger ROI, but they're going to take a lot of time and a lot of patience to accomplish. Hopefully that makes sense to you. And so which ones are prioritized, top five, in terms of ease of implementation and ROI, which is what?
Return on investment.
And then you prioritize those five, which comes first, which comes second, which comes third, and in the entire sequence. Those who like to procrastinate, maybe that's you, hopefully not. But if you like to procrastinate, it's really often easy in the near term to take the easy route and to do the easy things first. So they feel accomplished.
Like cleaning.
Are you speaking from experience?
Yes.
Yeah. Bersiba calls cleaning productive procrastination. Yeah. I'll get through to her eventually. But, you know, you feel accomplished, but you're really procrastinating. You see, here's the truth. The hardest things are almost never easy.
No.
And they're almost always the most leveraged things. The hardest things are the most leveraged things. And we often tend to push them off because they're complicated.
Sure.
Or they're hard, or they're going to take a lot of time. This behavior, I promise you, ends up stealing dreams. And it ends up putting you in crisis mode.
Sure.
Have you had that experience?
Yes.
Yes, you have.
Cleaning. While I'm cleaning.
Please remember, there's no such thing as time management. Why is there no time management, Bersiba?
Because it's self-management.
That's right. That's right. You can't manage time. You can only manage your use of time.
Sure.
We talked several episodes ago about the critical six. What are the critical six, Bersiba?
The six major important things that you must get done today.
Today. Not tomorrow. Not next week, but today, that move you, and this is critical, move you in the direction of your intention. The critical things that must be done today, the top six, that move you in the direction of your intention. Mm-hmm. When you look at your list of activities, ask yourself, what's the highest leverage based upon priority, leverage, ease of implementation, connected to ROI, highest return on investment, in the quickest amount of time? And you will be productive. And productivity equals
fulfillment.
Isn't that true? I mean, yeah, when you're productive, sure, you feel fulfilled. You've done something. You've accomplished something. Well, that wraps up time for now, for this time. And for a while.
So until next time.
Hopefully this has been helpful to you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for being
God bless
here.
You. We'll see you next month.
Bye.